All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining me yet again. So fun, so awesome. See if we can get some work done today here on PRQ homesteading, land patenting, etc. Let's get everyone free of everything and get us off timelines that we don't prefer. After this show, as you know, the second hour, we're going to do timelines. And like to take calls on the timelines show. I think laid down a pretty good backbone for how we discern timelines and so forth. And give me some examples, and I'll show you how you would do it outside of these bodies and or on other planets and the synchronicity that you usually assume. But it's we'll wait for that show for the next hour. All right, today on PRQ Homesteading. So first, because it's a new show, we'll go ahead and give you the creative process, why it's so important, and how homesteading, land patenting complements spirituality. We had a nice caller call it a week or two ago saying it contradicts our typical nomadic life as spirit. Yet I presented the opportunity that what let's use some of these tools to get us free and then make a succession plan for ourselves and the way we want to. If you go to For the People dot space or For the Spirit dot space, and you do look up, I guess Ron Amatron's work's probably on For the People dot space, forgive me, or Ron Amatron in general, any of those videos. Ron is with us all the time, and he was very, very valuable to planet Earth on how to advance spiritual healing. So how the spirit can heal from within was his great passion and always will be, and very successful. Ron never, ever wanted to deal with aliens or what we're generalizing the term aliens. Never wanted to deal with dark entities. But when you do root cause analysis and healing, you would see who is hurting humans. So he inevitably ended up going down the path of dealing with aliens because that's who was hurting all of us. And never did he have an agenda about dealing with aliens hurting people. He goes, wait a minute, I'm not doing root cause analysis solutions here. And I heal somebody and then they go get their ass kicked again next week. So it was counterproductive. Well, that's the same way with me with homesteading. So as we go through the homesteading process, I never wanted to become a forensic title expert. I never really, I serve you per se. I listened to you over the years and years of calls and calls, thousands of people, and you all had one thing in common. You've never been free on your own land, or at least the gross population of countries that I talk to all over the world. Someone's taxing you. Someone's telling you you don't own something. Someone's trying to force you out of your apartment. Endless stories. I want a healing center. I want a collaboration center. And I just said, wait a minute. On planet Earth, everything should be ours anyway. So what? Why? So we've of course, thousands and thousands of years, I've witnessed this. And you can see that this is the same game, just with a different jacket on it now. It's just the same old game. So my activity on your planet with you, just like you, as you, hasn't really changed. It's the same, whether it's a Babylonian debt slavery system, if it's if you look at our time, all of us here, when the Buddha times, if you look at the Atlantean times, If you look at the Mayan times, all of them, we're going to have one thing in common. Somebody's trying to control our monetary system, create a monetary system, and then control us. And so I question the integrity constantly of a control system like the United States Constitution, but yet it has some really nice gaps in it to free us, and that is our legacy homesteading. And the United States of America can be a model for the rest of the world, because once you get homesteaded, you will not pay taxes again, and no one can kick you off, and you have some great tools to do it. So the people that we sent out the packets to, the 10, let's learn from them. Let's see how they do. Our desire at PRQ is to publish all of the packets on the web pages. Obviously, we have redundancy there. Make it a viable, and obviously, we can email everybody that is signed up for PRQ and get you some support to some resources. But let's see how this first 10 do, and let's learn from them, because they're all over the country. So they're all, but I'll tell you some stories we have gone through so far, because the PRQ team is readily pursuing very large amounts of land for you. And so we're going to need a lot of participants. We want to give a lot of title to all of you. And that's the real goal here, and show you how it works, how to defend it. But let's see how the first 10 do here, and let's learn from, because they're going to be spread out all over the country. Show you some lessons learned so far, if you don't mind. Thank you. We purposely go through the standard in America right now. Did it in Australia, Canada, in America so far. Let's see. It's going to be interesting in Ireland and England pretty quick here, but the first three countries, what we have appreciated so far in our experience, this isn't new information to you if you're an adult trying to buy land, but let me again, at the risk of being repetitive, redundant, let me show you the process we went through on the normal way, and then the way we want to do it. Sorry about that. I got some company going by. That's pretty funny. Of course I do. Anyway, the standard real estate process that we enjoy, the standard real estate process we love is in assuming a contract. So we assume a contract with a seller, and he has retained a real estate agent, and he says, I want to sell my property, and go ahead, I get in contract with a realtor. And we'll just look at the American process right now. All right, so the realtor now goes to market, advertises, he has a real estate license with the state he lives in. And he starts promoting the sale. He markets it on the internet, etc. Publishes it. He's retained under the assumed commission. And then once it sells, he will retain a home inspection. Once it goes into contract, we'll get a home inspection. And so we're just talking about the seller right now. We'll get title insurance there, get that going, county recording assessor, and of course on the seller side we're going to have home inspection. Anything wrong with the home, seller has to update or make concessions financially. The buyer will get his mortgage, and it'll all be dictated by his ability to pay through the FICO credit system, and or his value in the banking industry. So that's just the Cliff Notes version, as you know. But all this has to do with your surname. And from birth, these banks have made up a mortgage system, a financial real estate system to control your identity and what value you bring into a social structure. And that's why FICO is created, and that's all alien technology. What is disturbing about this is it's all fraud. When you represent federal homesteading and federal land banks, so you've created a, we've all created a social control system through our counties and taxation system around our federal laws in America. So if we really had a homestead, which is shouldn't be called a law, it's an act. We were all given 160 acres. Just go west, man. You got it. Put a stake in the ground, as you know. Forgive all the repeat customers here that have heard this 1,000 times. It's yours. Just turn it into Bureau of Land Management, who you are, latitude and longitude of the space you want. It's yours. Meanwhile, Hudson Bay Company and the gang, J.P. Morgan and the gang, they decided to start, and others. Let's not leave out the real scumbags, but anyway. Forgive me for being judgmental, but it's just, it's comedy at this point. So now we're going to create infrastructure around taxation because you live in a township that we identified as ours. And that's, of course, how Bill Gates got 1,000 acres is because he's using those systems, corporate and financial systems, to own more than 160 acres because they have money. And that's why they created money, was so that they could create townships and or concert. So they're going to make towns, communities, counties, and states. That's why you have 50 states. And that's why it's so important that you remove all 50 states from America. Because as long as there's revenue being produced, the state survives. So that hierarchical system in your state and your county, hey, these are some good people. Don't get me wrong here. But why do you have 50 countries? That's what the real game is. The real game is somebody wants you to have 50 countries in the United States of America. So that when you utilize money as a tool to own quick claim deed, deeds of trust, bank terms, as you know, then I can buy more than the 160 acres that we were allotted, a lot of title, to all humans in North America. That's the whole game. So the entire mortgage industry, title insurance industry, everyone in real estate, as beautiful as they may be, are all committing a crime in alignment with the county assessment process, the county taxation process. And I'll go down kicking for one big reason. If I can't get you free of the burdens of survival, then I've done nothing for you. And so I'm gonna keep rolling. We got sheriffs now that understand the United States Constitution. And they have to work for a county. It's pretty interesting, isn't it? So we have beautiful sheriffs now that sign an oath to the United States Constitution. Well, guess what? I've had to arrest a sheriff, and it sucks. It's awful. I have to remind them of their United States Constitution rights. I've had to kick them off property because some guy did not pay his taxes at the county. But the sheriff signs and swears an oath to the United States Constitution. So we have the avenue right then and there to prove that our constitutional rights are represented at a county level. Now, try and say that to the governor of your country. That's what they're going for. They're trying to make governors presidents of a state. So, FYI, that's the real game here. Is if we're going to keep installing revenue producing activities at the county and state level, how do you support your federal rules and tools? if you shut down your U.S. Marshals office, you got no one to back you up. If you shut down Bureau of Land Management, you've got no way to pull your legacy homesteads. So we need to beef those up because they're the ones that are going to support you for freedom. And when I mean freedom, I mean I don't have to get up in the morning and worry about how I'm going to pay my electric bill or anything else because I'm the owner of this land. I possess it. I'm the successor of the homestead. And that's where we'll go here is talking about the succession and how it works. Some of the lessons learned I want to talk about today, and let's see, it looks like we got callers coming in. I should probably pay attention. Sorry, everybody. When we look at succession, it's one of the biggest questions you all have so far is Jimmy Dean was... Billy Bob was the original homesteader back in 1864, and I live on the land. So how am I the successor? You have to write the succession doc. You have to write the succession, and the 60-day notice is how you prove that you are the successor. That's how it was created. So in the homesteading, the U.S. Constitution knew that the family could move on or die. And so there's no problem succeeding the original homesteader. You just have to claim it in succession. So when Billy Bob goes down the road or his family dies, now you have 60 days. All you have to do is do your 60-day notice and public notice. And on the land you're at, nobody claims it. That's how it was supposed to. That's how we were supposed to share land here. It's just... keep successing, and so that we're not embarrassed on land ever again. And if anybody shows up, say, "I am, I've homesteaded this," and then of course you have to recite the titles, a lot of title, and how it works. So that's why I want to practice a little bit before we publish this this first 10, so they can get good at defending themselves. So the documents that we have to defend ourselves are very strong and can be reckless if you don't take great care with your intentions and your spirit and your heart. And so that's why we'll go a little slow here at the beginning, if you don't mind. But just keep getting signed up here. Keep the monthly prescriptions going, because that will allow obviously the resources to come back to you, and the resources are your identity. So I can communicate with you. So we're using BBS Radio for the communication, so I can mail you the documents, give you support. The PRQ team wants to support you. PRQ team is actively going after many, many, many different homesteads. They're pulling swaths of them. And so we're just going to backfill them with you. So as an example, if we have 500 homesteads we've already pulled with Bureau of Land Management, we'll need 500 people to claim 160 acres and so forth. And then inevitably we will coach you on how to pull big swaths of homesteads that don't have successors. And so we've created a mapping system so that you can see where and how the counties tax ag land versus recreational land versus, and that's even a bigger game and more fun for the PRQ team, is because we're seeing the taxation of land through the state and counties in America are fraudulent too, because now they've identified that some land can be taxed differently than others. Guess who gets taxed the most? That's right, you. So it's been a fun education. Again, this is about removing our contract, our analytical contract with our local government. One more quick note, and then I'll take the calls. Thank you so much. When I observed a family member had a FICO score of well into the 800s. I think 850 I saw at one time. And they died at 80, 81, 82. Now I had observed the estate as after the death, and what I observed with multiple pieces of property and for the most part, all owned outright except for one. They had a credit score perfect for however long FICO was going, 50 years. Never missed a payment, neurotic. This person died with their checkbook in their hand. In fact, wrote their last check for $1,500 to the hospital they were dying in. And 2 weeks later, died. And that's it's not my point. Forgive me. I make light of it because it's a family member that that taught me how ridiculous the credit rating system is. Of course, all of you guys that have businesses and got loans to get businesses, you'll argue that. How else would I get a business if I didn't get a loan? Okay, got it. Point I'm doing my best to make here is that person's credit score went to 450 2 months after they died, yet had perfect credit for 50. All right, so the dead person lost its credit rating because it didn't make its payments on its credit cards and mortgages and so forth. But for 50 years, so I'm proving to you that the credit rating system doesn't work because the duration of time is upside down versus the true installment of payment for the 50 years. So in 2 months, you can lose your credit rating, even though you've had perfect credit for 50 years. It doesn't work. The whole thing's got to go. So that's my great encouragement. And it's exactly why the banks have imprisoned us, is so that you will always feel that you're less than and or you need to keep up with, and et cetera. You guys know the story. So anyway, I just wanted to remind everybody that, and I've done it myself 5 or 6 times. I went and wanted to see, by the way, try and talk to somebody at FICO and experience the rest of the gang. So you're not going to be able to talk to any humans pretty soon when in that group, because they'll just look at the computer and be mind controlled as it is. Forgive the demonic conversation here. But anyway, great encouragement to you all that as we get our land back, we're going to be far more. This has a very, very prominent position in the ascension cycle. If I can get you free on land playing with your buddies, what's wrong with that? What's wrong? Let's do it. This is very important for the ascension cycle. So we can just take a breath and do what we want. All right. Did lessons learned, successes, and otherwise? Let's see. Yeah. So this first 10 go rounds here, let's see if we can get an understanding of how they're doing, where maybe there's some weak spots or not. The PRQ team is actively going after several twos, so should have about 20 done within the next 2 weeks here is my estimate, and then we can look at all of them because they all have a little bit different color and of course different locations. So the different counties, I'm very curious as how they receive us, and then the states I've been playing in, I'm very excited about how Hawaii does. I'm really excited about Hawaii because they got some good ammo there. Florida and Texas is going to be fun. Washington State will be very fun. Canada is a real shocker to me. I was in position to help someone get a land traditionally. Would not let me give the person money unless I identified ourselves, one of the PRQ teams, in their process. So they're worried that we're money laundering homes, flipping them, and then leaving the country. So you can thank, you know what country you can thank for that one. So the Canada one is getting really interesting because there's that was, of course, a legacy homestead territory. So see how we do up there. Anyway, let's take some calls. I'm sorry I'm so long-winded today. Just wanted to get some news out to you. We now have 6 lines for callers instead of 5. Let's kill it. I wonder if Bo from Idaho is still on there. Can they use homesteading for their project? Bo from Idaho, are you still there? Sorry to take so long.
You never have to apologize, Q. And yes, I am
Thank
here.
You so much.
I love you so much. Thank you so much for everything.
I love you back.
I'm one of the folks that did have an opportunity to present to the PRQ team about a year ago, and I proposed a kind of a homestead. I called it the Remembering Ranch, sustainable community summer camp, and a collaboration campus. So my question is it possible to use part of our 160-acre legacy homestead as partially for our projects, help establish in my case, in my ranch, and get it going, live there part-time, and use another portion for maybe a private home somewhere? And then also, I would also like to travel around and assist others to get their places established too.
Very good question. Okay, so originally, not to say this can't be augmented, originally we let out each individual in a family could have 160 acres if they verified that they were homesteading through our Bureau of Land Management. So you could homestead, in this case, two 80-acre lots, if you want, segments of areas. What the revisions I've read, I might be incomplete on all the revisions, but in my next statement, if I have a child who is now ready to homestead, they could get the area right next to it. So that's why you're seeing some homesteads that are 320, and so forth. So if you had five kids, you might have an entire homestead. It would look like, you know, five times 160. If you had five children, that could have happened. But that wasn't the real, they made a mistake there. Because if you had an estranged family, you might say it's a mistake. But either way, the real goal was to allow everyone in America to have 160 acres, Canada, Australia, etc. Europe is in there in some sense. But please keep going if you like. I understand what you're saying. I do remember all your projects, and I'm only doing what my goal here is in the PRQ team is let's get a couple wins here and standardize it. Just because we've had some wins, we don't know everything that you're going to go through in the timelines around the country. So in one email, I can, in just one swath, we're going to send everybody that's registered with PRQ the packages. But I just want to be careful that we can walk the talk first. My apology, because I'm very fond of you and your project.
Well, thank you very much. No apology necessary. I learned a long time ago, you know, the old adage, if patience is a virtue, I added, then I'm a very virtuous woman. I can wait. I love you. Thank you for everything you and the team and Mermaid are doing. And I just love you. I don't know how else to put it. Thank you so much, Q.
We will keep working for you, and my love to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, the mermaid. I did just watch her swim by. There might be a guest appearance from her. She's in rain today, so that would be home for her. But when it gets below 47 degrees, it's not always her favorite number there. All right, let's get to Canada. John from Canada. Question, how do you land patent land that you don't own, but it's available or homestead? John from Canada, please. I love this question.
First off, it's Jonah, but that's okay.
forgive me.
BBS, they were, you know, they wrote it down. That's okay. It's no big deal. But super excited. I'm kind of a bit nervous, actually, because I don't usually call in all the time. But if we don't own the land, you actually kind of answered the question, to be honest, with what what you said today. But I'll reiterate it. But I mean, not everybody owns land right now. So how would somebody that isn't in a position of owning land get land in order to have that opportunity to land patent it?
Yeah, so the team here, it's a very, very, very important question. So I can tell you that I can land patent. So if I hadn't already pulled a land patent, I could go up to a guy's house and patent it, and I'd have all 160 acres, even though there's 20 guys with 1 acre of assumed parcel taxed land in their county.
Okay, that's not
a very cool way to go through life now, is it?
No.
That ain't very cool. And so the PRQ team, we recognized that, and we said, well, why don't we land patent people that are already in a subset of land patent, and then go around door to door and teach them that they now have a lot of title, but it's in my name right now, as an example, and let's get it in your name in the 1.5, 2 acres, whatever they have. And so that's been the model we're going to work on now, is don't worry about taking someone else's property. Let's teach them, I've patented this 160 acres, and now I'm going to actually give it back to you. And so we actually an educator, and by the way, you're not going to have to pay taxes anymore. Not many people are very brave to do that, because they're terrified of their county taxation or state. In your case, you're in Canada. They are terrified to jump and do it. All right. So let me answer. They don't own it. That's the whole point. And so you're teaching them, they are going to. Okay. So let me make sure I answer your question. So the successor is while we're talking about. So you're saying I don't own it. No, the county and states do not have the authority to claim a parcel is a parcel. So we don't use parcels in federal law. There's no such thing as a parcel. Those are county and bank terms. You got me?
Right.
So yeah, when you go ahead and make a homestead, it's based on latitude, longitude, and regions. And so when you make that claim, the county and state have no authority. We just have to practice at supporting our federal laws around homesteading and show that we are the authority. And by the way, I can have you arrested. And unfortunately, I've had to do that. Go ahead, please.
No, I was just going to say, so when we're going to be able to go and either find somebody that trusts us, or that they'll want to maybe get the process started. We can land patent their portion, and then once that happens, we can teach everybody else how to get theirs out of it.
Exactly. So the groups that have been the most successful are the ones who already possess land, regardless it's mortgage, rent, or otherwise, that's all you need to do to be a homesteader is be on the land.
Well, that was kind of what I was going to just say. So if we're on a land, let's say the land that I'm currently on, 160 acres is under one person's name, there's still 20 people on it right now, I can still go change that patent to my name, or that homestead to my name, even though I don't own it technically in our current window. I will be able to do that.
Be careful with owning. Okay. Successor is the term. So Jimmy Bob died. You're claiming that he's the owner, and nobody was another federal successor and or patentee. Then yes, your statement is true.
Okay.
But what if Jimmy Bob's brother was actually recorded claim that he is a successor? So that's why we're taking
care
here.
So people don't do that.
Then you would not be, because he would have a lot of title before you. So if someone in the family lineage has taken a lot of title, been a successor, then your statement is correct. You can't, you got a gunfight now.
Right, but if they haven't claimed succession and there's still that lineage is still around, then you could go in and make claim to that.
Correct. So the process is public. So once these Once I give you the package, once I put them up on BBS Radio or the other web pages, it'll come pretty clean. So I'm sorry that I'm dragging my feet here, but I want to be real careful that I'm not liable for getting you guys in trouble. So we're going to get a couple wins here, and we're getting really, really good at this. We've been doing it for years. But yeah, no, so once you publish to the assumed public notice, that's what relieves you from any heir coming back in and saying, no, I have a lot of title because my grandfather used to own this. No, you're first. So that's why it's so fair in North America, is because all of us were supposed to just homestead wherever we wanted. So just because you were first doesn't mean it's wrong. That's just because you beat the successor's family members doesn't mean it's wrong.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's right. Go homestead next door. I don't care.
Okay, that's cool.
See, ownership is the real how we're getting fooled here. We think we own something. You're going to live how long you live, and you're just homesteading. You get land. We don't own anything. We don't need to get taxed on anything. It just, we get to live someplace. Live in a teepee. That's what I want. Everyone get a teepee.
Okay, well, we're patiently waiting. We're excited, and we can't wait to get this ball rolling. So all the power to you guys, and we love you, and can't wait to get this going. It's so exciting. Because I have people. I'm going to meet people.
Yeah. Can you do one thing for me? Because I don't get a lot of Canadians calling in. Can you go ahead and get to the your land management and see, just pick a geography and pull a homestead for us? And we like to see as many as we can to see how they're ridden. So should be able to pick up. Are you in British Columbia?
I am. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you shouldn't have too much trouble. Yeah, if you could pull one of those and get back to us, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'll work on it. That'd be great. Super.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for your call
in.
Love you. Okay. So much fun to have you guys call in. All right. Keep moving on. I think the mermaid's secretly listening to me. She's so sneaky. She's supposed to be right here right now, but it's just not her. It's not her passion. It's my passion to get you free. She already thinks you're free, so she's like, "Go have fun with your homesteading." And I just want to run with the fairies in the water. Anyway, we might hear from the mermaid yet. All right, so John, that was a great call, and that's a really important call because we're just in training, everyone. We're just practicing. You know, we're just doing layups right now. Okay, Troy from Oregon, question. He has an offer for Q. Ooh, offers. I don't know. I got everything I ever needed. What do you think, Troy? What you got?
The offer is, as I have been trained, I am already too busy doing what others are just talking about. What that means is I am looking for you, inviting you, for instance. You call it entering into my space, but you know how real I am, to keep it real. And the commands are actually working. I'm asking you to help adopt that I am already too busy doing what others are just talking about, because I've been in combat for the past 40 years. I'm asking you to bring me to my highest level, my most effective ability to do the things I've already been doing.
Oh, that's so beautiful. That is so beautiful. Way to go. Way to go. It's interesting to know. How do you feel? What was the biggest tool that got you all your knowledge back? What do you think the best tool was as you walk through this life? What do you think was the best help?
The commands were the most valuable, even before I knew what the commands were.
Mm-hmm.
I was given from my senseis, and many have been in here, and one of the ones I've been working on lately is the feathered spirit, because it gives me what I'm asking for. So basically, this form of combat has been against myself and bringing myself out of the capture, the condition of all the different levels of capture. So I'm extremely effective. I just don't have the necessary last tools that are necessary to make it easy. 40 years of combat is not easy. So in that, when you say, give me the ways and the means.
Right on. Right on. Way to go, Troy. Okay, I'm gonna answer your question the next hour, if you don't mind, so I can keep the homesteaders rolling here. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, we're gonna see you next hour then. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. All right. So what Troy's getting at is when you get so much awareness and knowledge, you see things for the bigger picture. And so when I can see the level of consciousness he's using, we're able to transfer information back and forth while he's talking. That has nothing to do with the words he's saying, yet has unbelievable volumes of information in it. It's not a fair statement to say his words didn't make sense. We're able to bounce back and forth and go, this is what my life looked like, and I can see every minute of his life, and he can receive the information to and from. Both of us can receive each other's knowledge and have a perspective and understanding. So I hope that made sense to everybody. We'll get to that on the next hour. Carrie from Oregon. Oh, it better not be the Carrie. If it's the Carrie, what do we do when we find 100 paths per township? Oh no, I'm going to get nailed today, Carrie, aren't I?
Hi.
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 So, yes, very. So you suggested that we pull homesteads for our counties, and so I started exploring a county that has about 50 townships in it, and in one township, I found 100 original homestead entries. So
yeah,
and another one.
Yeah, yep. So did you go to Portland for that one?
I am working on the BLM website, but I do have a human being who is willing to send me the certified copies. But
okay.
She said when I first...
Yeah, that's what... Yeah, and so they're about, what are they, charging $2 a piece?
Yeah.
Okay, so the way to do... they're a little thin there in Portland, but the most efficient way is you show up there and say, I want this region. I want every single homestead and get that gold stamp and everything. There is a package coming out to your group, by the way. So thanks for responding last week.
Okay.
I think why don't you wait until you guys get your package up and train with it?
Okay.
So now everybody in your group now should take one of those conceptually and be the successor. All right. Now the graceful way to do it is you're already on the land. So if you rent, we are debating a lot about this, that if I'm a renter and I repatent the land, am I stealing it from the holder of the taxed parcel? No. You're teaching them about a lot of title is where we're erring on right now. Could you take the property from the landlord? You could. And so that's why I want to be real careful up front here so that we don't become, as you can imagine, we're going to get a bad name real quick if we do it that way, wouldn't we?
Yes.
So we want to do it with grace, and so that's why I'm going a little slow here. Forgive me, but the PRQ team is practicing, and we feel that the land that is not patented and people that already live on it, forgive me, get a little off topic. we're going to just go ahead and coach them how to take their subset of the land to be patented. Now, getting the big swaths of land patents is healthy for me. You guys can go ahead and do that right now. But if we're duplicating efforts, in this case, Oregon, we should probably get a little more organized and make sure we're not duplicating efforts. And that's why I'm going so slow. So if some guy that's not in your group down in Coos Bay starts doing the same thing, you guys are now going to be counterproductive. Got me?
Right. Yes, of course.
So I would suggest we just practice a little bit more here and then get more organized and more organized, more organized. You guys have, how many people are with you now? You got 300, 3,000? How many people are underneath you right now?
Well, about 1,200.
1,200, okay. So because all of your folks are all over the country, let's just get one person nominated per state is my suggestion right now in the PRQ team. So I don't know. It's an idea. Okay. I'm not telling you. I'm asking. So I'd like to get one.
Okay.
So we have enough. It looks like I have enough paralegals to do a lot of that work right now. Pay them to do it for us is kind of where we're conceptualizing is let's just let they do this. They do all this granular work for a living and they love it. Maybe we just get all paralegals for each state to do it is kind of the concept. Now, what do you think about that?
That'd be great because I've only pulled the documents on 3 of 50 townships and I've already got over 200 homestead patents.
The one item that is definite we need help with is translating the calligraphy of the 1850s. So depending on which Bureau of Land Management we have, so we've translated a couple and then we put it in a font that we can read. I'm noticing that each one was supposed to be written identical, but sometimes the officer of that region changed a word here and there. And so if we could get a friend, we have two forensic title experts right now, and they're doing okay with it, but it's not a great fit because it's in calligraphy. They do it, but they have to go get somebody to, you know, read the calligraphy and or translate it. So if you got somebody that's good with, you know, really, it's just tough work, isn't it?
Come in my spirit to clear this one.
Anyway, did I answer your question?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So let's see how we do this next couple weeks here. And then, and then let's see if we can standardize so we don't duplicate efforts is my suggestion. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. Keep grinding on me, please. Love you very much.
Okay. You were garbled there for a while. May I ask you one more question?
Please, go ahead.
There's a number of people in our teams that are on the East Coast, which is very different than anything in, you know, outside the original 13 states or colonies. So have you guys explored all of that and you are already aware of how to assist those folks?
Those ones are actually the easiest, but they have the densest population. Because they were the original homesteads and then of course they got undermined by the cities and towns that grew around them. So yeah, Florida is going to probably be the easiest. It looks like Texas, Florida, I guess Texas, not East Coast. As you get up north, it gets a little tricky now. It gets a little tricky because there are some games played in New York and other places, but we'll get into it. It doesn't look like it's any different than the West Coast.
Okay. All right, great. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for your love and your support. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. And it's always yours. I love you. Thank you.
Good day. All right, let's see if we can do one more. Let's see. Gosh, there's so many killer calls. Sherry from AZ. I can't believe it. I'm not going to be able to make it to you because I got to get Michael and Jewel from Hawaii online. Five, I think they simply need some help homesteading. Michael and Joel, hopefully it's not Michelle. Because I always struggle with that. Jewel could be a male name, too. Hawaii, are you there?
Yes, we're here. It is Michael and Jewel.
It's aloha.
Aloha.
Thank God. Aloha to you. Aloha to you. How can I help?
Aloha to the mermaid.
Yes.
And mermaid.
So, Jewel is in possession of land. Please send her my love.
Will do.
Jewel has an organic farm that she would like to homestead, and then looking forward, use it as a collaboration center. And then I would like to do my own homestead. And what I'm actually thinking of doing, I guess you could call it somewhat of an activist mentality, I'd like to homestead all of the parcels in the various 50 states on which their tax agency sits on, and then evict them. And I'd like to just have your thoughts on that.
Yep. So we've been talking about national parks, and a lot of non-taxed properties. In addition, I'll be a little careful on who they are, but there's a lot of land that's not taxed for various reasons. I think it's an outstanding idea, but we're still suggesting right now that we do it with care and grace, not for the fact that we can do it. Let's make sure our intentions are true from the heart, and I know they are with you. Let's make sure others really want to do it too, because we obviously can't live on the entire territories that we could possibly patent. So I think based on the dialogue we've had so far, is I need to use all of the subscriptions and prescriptions, if you will, of Q, PRQ, and then start distributing to all the members of PRQ is where we're at right now. So let everyone decide where they want to live, what geographies. And to your point, you can do that. And you could start producing and distributing to all your friends and family. What's the problem? Let's not slow down. I don't want anyone to slow down just because I'm doing my best to get organized and be a coach. Pull them all if that's what you want to do. Let's get people on them. But I really want us to take care too. You know, my great goal is to have BBS Radio tax-free. That would be a feather in my cap for sure. I want BBS Radio to never have to worry about another bill as long as they live on their land. How else can I help you?
Are you familiar with the corruption in Hawaii? Like, I mean, and that the king supposedly like owns all the land, and what the difference is between the Bureau of Land Management and the Bureau of Conveyances over here?
I have to be a little careful because I have sat in those meetings, and I'm going to hold my tongue. But certainly, the people that want to clean things up there. Are headed that way. They are headed that way, but I can't give you any names. I know who's who in the zoo there. Thank you so much. You guys have been incredible for me too. I do know who you are, and I thank you so much. And our guy there, he's got some horsepower. Okay, and I'll make sure I keep up with him. Okay.
Thank you. Our love to you and the mermaid both.
My love to you. Thank you so much for your support. That's about it. Surprised I didn't get yarded off the stage yet by BBS. They like to stay on time. Richard, sorry I didn't get to you. Jenny from Sweden, sorry I didn't get to you. Please keep coming. Erica as well. And Yvonne from Bulgaria. Let's just keep rolling here. I know it's tough not getting through to me, but let's keep rolling. This should get pretty efficient for you. It'll be just a cakewalk for you to put this together. Thank you. All my love to all of you. See you the next hour. Have a beautiful day. Mm-hmm.